Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. I want to start by helping our Muslim friends to understand that Jesus is the Son of God and the Son of Man according to the Word of God in the Bible. Jesus called himself the Son of God. He said, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son." We read these words in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 27. Jesus also called himself the Son of Man. He used these titles to make evident his humanity as well as his deity, which indicates that he is the Messiah. Let me be more specific. The prophet Daniel used the messianic title Son of Man and prophesied that the coming Messiah is divine. And let me read to you the passage from the Bible, Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. "In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will never pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed." I love it. In this passage, Daniel saw in a vision a person like a Son of Man, referring to the fact that he was human in his appearance. He also saw that this person was given sovereign power and would be worshipped by all. And he is the king of an eternal kingdom. Aha! Obviously, this one who is like a Son of Man was more than just a man. Help your Muslim friend to see clearly the prophets declared in the Holy Scriptures that the coming Messiah would be far superior to a mere prophet. Because the Quran stated that Jesus is the Messiah. Agree with us about this fact. So help your Muslim friend to see that both Old and New Testament scriptures teach the divine human nature of the Messiah, Christ. Our Savior Jesus Christ used the term Son of Man on several occasions where he actually was confirming his deity. For example, Jesus said that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Matthew chapter 9, verse 6. Also, Jesus said the Son of Man is the one who shall judge the world. Matthew 16, verse 27. I am quoting, "For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works." Jesus said, Matthew 16. So the title Son of Man does not indicate the human nature alone, nor the divine nature alone, but indicates the unity of the two nature. Another important fact we need to help our Muslim friends realize: God will judge each person for his or her sins, for everything wrong we did. When we stand before God on the day of judgment, because of his holiness and justice, he has to deal with our sins. Punishment is certain for those whose sins are not forgiven. Our Muslim friends, many of them will agree that repentance and good works do not eradicate the effect of sin or guilt. While obedience requires good works, we cannot use our good works to erase our bad deeds. In other words, good works are a requirement of obedience, but not a solution to sin. Well, let me use a very acknowledged statement that Muhammad said to a group of people: the deeds of any one of you will not save you from the hell fire. Wow. Then they asked him, even you will not be saved by your deeds, O Allah's apostle. He responded, no, even I will not be saved unless and until Allah bestows his mercy on me. Muhammad also said, the good deeds of any person will not make him enter paradise. The Quran states, Allah called them to account for their sins, for Allah is strict in punishment. My friend, dishonoring the mayor is a big mistake. Dishonoring the president is certainly a bigger mistake. Dishonoring the perfect God is an infinite mistake that places us in a state of infinite debt. We cannot pay such a debt. Sin requires payment. If I wronged a colleague with whom I worked, another colleague could help me to reconcile with the one I wronged. If I wronged the president and the owner of the company for whom I worked, my colleague could not intercede between the president and me. He could not help me. I would need someone very influential, someone to whom the president would consider it important to listen. My friend, when you or I sin against God, we need Jesus to intercede for us. You see, my friend, I want to share with you also another topic that relates to helping our Muslim friends. We need to make it clear to our Muslim friends that God desires to communicate to us personally because he loves us and he is humble. Muslims agree with Christians that ultimately God can only be known through his self-revelations. The Bible declares that God came to us through the person of Jesus Christ, taking on human nature to reveal the infinite in a language the finite can understand. We need to communicate to our Muslim friends. According to the gospel, Jesus' life on earth was a perfect demonstration of God's love, forgiveness, holiness, healing, power, and salvation.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. I would love to come to your church to further motivate your fellowship to love all people, including Muslims, and share Jesus effectively with them. You can call me 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanaho. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.